there is a sense of frustration, of anger.
Captain Far Ralph!
Of moments of error becoming fatal or near fatal mistakes. 16-year-old Ralph Jarl knocked on the wrong door in Missouri looking for his brothers. He was shot twice, once in the head. The 84-year-old man who fired the shots, not initially charged, but now facing court after local protests.
As the prosecutor of Clay County, I can tell you there was a racial component to the case.
President Joe Biden has pushed for new gun control legislation. He called Jarl, telling him he hopes for a quick recovery. Vice President Kamala Harris tweeting out, "Let's be clear, no child should ever live in fear of being shot for ringing the wrong doorbell." As people were trying to absorb how such a thing could happen, halfway across the country, a 20-year-old woman shot dead. The car she was in turned around in a driveway in New York State. With a companion, Kaylin Gillis was looking for a friend's house. She was shot in the back, the homeowner now facing murder charges.
While they were leaving the residence, once they determined that they were at the wrong house, a subject came out on his porch for whatever reason and fired two shots, one of which struck the vehicle that Kaylin was in.
And in New Mexico, body cam footage has now been released of a man shot and killed by police officers. Robert Dodson had no idea who would be at his door in the middle of the night, so took his gun. A fatal decision. The police were at the wrong house.
Shut it down!
One gun control group says the spate of incidents can be traced to one real issue.
We have got an epidemic here, a public health epidemic, that has risen to a level in which an entire generation of people are going to come up in what's being known as the lockdown generation. We can't feel safe from gun violence in any part of our communities.
These most recent cases are bringing a lot of national attention, as well as anguish and sympathy. But for the moment, no real change. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, Washington.